Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
There's some incredible people, people that have decided to get involved and to make sure that food and other essentials make their way down to that area. One of them is advocate Jean Berdeau. He's a legal expert as well as an advocate, and for his sins, he landed up getting involved and organizing this. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you, and good morning to your listeners. I'm well. Thank you very much, and thank you for the wonderful opportunity to discuss this with you.
So how did you land up getting involved in this?
Actually, it was a combination of certain folks discussing this, business colleagues and people involved in the police. And they said, look, we can't sit back and do nothing. This is our people. This is our community. This is our nation. These are our folks. We need to make a difference. And the idea was spawned, in a very, very, spontaneous manner.
Just incredible. And what does that actually mean? How did you start mobilizing this movement, which is really what it is now?
Well, the first aspect of anything like this is you have to identify the need and the requirement. And fortunately, through the work that we do with community policing, with the police, with aid support, I serve on the board of Joint Aid Management and other companies, we were able to access the information of what was really desperately needed down in KwaZulu-Natal. And so we were able to put this list together and then decide, okay, guys, if we're going to do this, this is what we need. And we were able to then start approaching corporates, organizations, and putting together the components that would be necessary to make this project viable and to work. And we gave it the name Operation Mercy.
Incredible. What does it look like in the end? How large was this convoy that made its way down to KwaZulu-Natal?
Well, as we speak, it's still being put together. There's and it's growing. Daily, we're amazed at the incredible response from the ordinary people of South Africa. Their hearts have opened to the people of KwaZulu-Natal. And we are truly amazed at the spirit of the South African nation, that in times of adversity, you see the very best in them.
We really do. It's just something phenomenal. You know, I was talking to somebody overseas yesterday who was asking me, how bad is it? And the only thing I could really say is, South Africans have triumphed again. The people of South Africa have triumphed despite the best intention of those in politics to cause as much mayhem as possible. South Africans triumph at the end of the day because we actually care about each other.
There's something about our people that bring us together when there's times are tough. And you can see it throughout our history. We've seen it when Madiba was released from prison. We've seen it with the new South Africa. We've seen it through the many, many different crises that we've had to face and meet. And the resilience of South Africans is something very special to us and known across the globe. What we have here is we have literally millions of our fellow countrymen in desperate need of certain products and foodstuffs. And we're determined to make sure that those needs are met in the best possible way we can, in the most ethical way we can, in the most efficient way we can. And we also want to make it as inclusive as possible. And I want to, at this point, if I may, really highlight a huge and very pleasant surprise in all of this, and that's been the incredible role that the taxi associations have taken.
It is phenomenal. How are they involved here? Are they involved in this aspect?
Yes, we are going to be using their good offices and their networks to help distribute some of this material that we're collecting, this foodstuffs, because they, having their fingers on the pulse and having the transport capability, are able to help us to get where big pantechnicon trucks cannot. We want to make sure that what is collected, what's the South African public has provided for their fellow South Africans, as best as possible, reaches those that are the most in need.
It's really incredible. So when does the convoy actually leave down to Durban?
Well, we obviously are not going to mention on air the exact date, but it's after Wednesday this week, very soon thereafter. By the weekend, the materials should be in KZN. And we have a phenomenal team of volunteers, church volunteers, community volunteers, and aid workers that are going to be helping put these packages together and making sure that they get out to the people who need them. I'll also say this, that the local community organizations in KZN have lists of homes and people who, even prior to this situation we're now facing, they knew who who were people in need, and those are the folks that are going to be met with parcels and the supply of materials that they need. You know, for instance, we've got nursery schools where the babies and the kids don't have formula, they don't have nappies, and we want to make sure that they have that supply. And we've set ourselves a monumental task of feeding 1 million people for 14 days.
Wow. What does that look like in terms of a number of trucks?
Well, yes, that's it's quite a task. We're at this point in time, we're looking at 20-ton trucks.
Unbelievable. It's just a phenomenal, phenomenal initiative. And again, it just, I keep thinking, and I know I shouldn't do that, but I keep thinking, well, if the people of South Africa can do this, and if the people of South Africa can show care for their fellow South Africans, why aren't we seeing this from government? Why haven't we seen it? Why do we have almost a callousness from government so often that the people of South Africa just, we're just not about that. We do care for our fellow South African, and it's not translating, or it's not filtering up to government.
Look, we are known as a nation that has the spirit of Ubuntu. We have been known for this for a long time. You know, our role in this project is not to comment on the political
aspect. No, of course not.
We say to government and to the different departments, join us, work with us, see what your fellow South Africans are truly about. It's not just a job. It's about a nation. And nation building requires you to go beyond just looking at an 8-to-5 job. And realize that the salaries that you've been paid is precious tax money that your fellow South Africans have worked very hard under difficult circumstances to pay to you. And those rands and cents are valuable. And use them and be good stewards over them and not waste it. This is the type of message we're hoping can also filter through what we're doing.
And it's absolutely vital. You're right. If where are most of the products coming from? Are they donations from the larger retailers? Is it private donations? How's this working?
Yes, a very good question, and thank you for the opportunity. Look, it's a combination of the two. There are certain large retailers, and we'll be putting out the list of those in the next day or two, that have put up their hands. As always, they're incredible. But what has been amazing is we've got different church organizations like the Rhema Ministries, Christian Revival Centers, and many, many more that have put their hand up. And ordinary congregants, ordinary members of the community can contribute, because every contribution, great or small, is important to reaching out and helping our fellow South Africans. You don't have to be a large corporate to make a difference.
Right, because I'm seeing my SMS line and people are saying, well, where can I drop things off? Is there something we can do?
Yes, there is. Mm-hmm. And I'll give that to you. No problem. May I, with your permission, just give you first of all the list of the type of material.
Absolutely, please.
That we seek. One thing we're not asking for is we're not asking for clothes and money, because that creates additional logistical issues. We're looking for non-perishable foodstuffs that, We know that the folk down in KZN are needing, and that includes bread, all types of bread in sealed plastic, canned foodstuffs such as vegetables, meat, and fish, maize meal, very important, cooking oil. As I mentioned a few moments ago, baby formula, nappies, sugar, brown or white, tea and coffee, instant soups and noodles, soya meat, soap for personal hygiene, toilet paper, bottled drinking water, we call it potable, and soft drinks such as Oros that can be mixed.
Right.
We also would like to remind our community that we have our animals down in KZN that also need help, and animal food, dog food, and cat food is also important, because they too have been casualties in some instances of this damage that has been caused to our infrastructure.
And where can people drop these off?
Yes. So we have a number of collection points, but the main one in Johannesburg is the CRC Christian Revival Center Church on Bidkoppen Road, and that is in North Riding, and I'll give you the exact address. That is on the CRC Church, corner of Riverbend Road and Bidkoppen, four ways, Johannesburg.
And they can, and people can drop off, they can just drive past, drop off, the types of products that you've mentioned.
Correct. It'll be gratefully received, and we will prepare the different pallets and boxes and sorting, and make sure that gets loaded on the trucks that will go down to KZN, and make sure that it's placed into the hands of the people that really, really need it.
Absolutely phenomenal. Just well done to you, because so many people want to be able to help, but then they think, well, how on earth am I going to do that? You've provided the means, you've provided the details around it, a structure around it, and of course, most important, it's, you are managing that the right people receive the help and the assistance that they need. And I think that's critical. I love the fact that the taxi industry is involved. It just warms my heart, because it just shows you what we are capable of. And I'm just picturing these massive trucks arriving, and then we're almost going into these feeder taxis and being distributed to the areas that need it. It's just phenomenal. It is just absolutely incredible.
What we have also seen is the incredible unity that it is building in our nation, where everyone, whether they're a taxi driver, a volunteer, a truck driver, a security official, whoever they are, just the community who are giving, the community that are receiving and packing, everyone can play their part. Everyone can give a little bit of something of themselves, of their abilities, great or small, to make a difference in the lives of others.
Absolutely.
That's what building a nation is all about.
No question about that. Advocate John Oberdo, thank you for speaking to us, legal expert and an advocate at Just Somebody Making the World a Better Place.